wa tikau mā whetū I ra tahi te iarere. Te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.
Ai, tēnā anō koutou e whakarongo maina ko Gurley Clark tēnei e kōrero atunu ki a koutou. Kei konei taku kai kōrero ko Betty Young, ahu mai anō e, e noho anei ki Ngātaki I raro I te maru o te iwi o Ngāti Kuri, kamutu e hoa mā honora. Whakarongo mai ki a māu e kōrero ana, ana mahi, kei kona e e mahi anei Wainganui te iwi, I Ngātaki pāno atu ki te hāpua ko wera ngā rohe katoa e uru ana ki āna mahi. Nano reira, tēnā anō koe e Betsy, piha ana koe tēnei ata.
Pai ana, Julie.
Kia ora mai anō. Nā, e hihi ana a hau ki te mōhio I tērā wiki me te wiki muatu tērā I mahi koutou etahi mahi e pā mai ana ki te kura o Ngātaki, ka mutu tēnā pea me ngā mahi I Ngāti Kuri, hena kei a koe pea ngā kōrero mō e nei mahi.
Oh, kia ora, Gurley. Every Wednesday we go to the school and also to the marae for our raised gardens. So we have three up at the school and we have 11 down at the marae. And what we're trying to do is grow the food that our children like rather than grow food that they, you know, don't like. I'm not sure do they like many, you know, food. But anyway, so it's teaching them about what they grow and also allowing those vegetables to seed so that they can have their own seed source as well. And you've got to have a big garden to be able to do that, you know, do your seed saving. But anyway, so we're growing all our brassicas, and we want to teach them how to pickle as well and how to preserve. So the pickling is coming soon once our cabbages are ready and our carrots, and then I teach them how to pickle. So we have... And then they take those home to their parents. And we hope that, we always hope that they bring the bottles back so that we can refill them, but it never happens. And so we just collect lots of bottles, and my friend Ada Wedding, she washes them all, and then we just do the same thing, you know, every year, doing the pickles, doing salad, and then we maybe have a barbecue. But right now we're so pīngao.
Mm. Pīngao?
Yeah, yeah, we're also doing pīngao, so the school's going to have a little standout area, and then we're going to take some back to my place. So hopefully we're going to do about 3,000 pīngao. Same with Te Hapua School, and it's going to happen in November. So we're going to start putting them out and putting them into PB bags.
All right. Okay.
And then next year we'll be planting them out onto the sand dunes. Yeah, but it's a.
You're going to plant them out in the sand dunes
next year. Oh. So it takes 18 months for them to grow big enough to put, you know, plant in the sand dunes.
Okay. Now, does this apply to Ngātaki as well as Te Hapua for this, or
both schools? So Te Hapua will come down to Ngātaki, and then we'll go out to the beach, and then we'll do a harvest so that the children can weave with the pīngao. So we'll do that when Te Hapua School come down. And so they'll have a weaving a day with the children.
Okay. And in saying that, anything else you do for it, Betsy?
Anything else, sorry? What?
Yeah, anything else besides doing the pīngao and harvesting them, and any other things you do at the same time with both the schools besides doing that project?
No, because we just do that one where they do the weaving, and then maybe down the line we'll do making kites as well. So me to make the kites so that we could fly them, and that's the time, you know, for us to harvest our food, so it's just like a signal.
Oh, okay.
You know how the Māoris used to do it before, didn't they? So, yeah, so we make manu otia as well.
Okay. Oh, well, okay. Then, Betsy, it sounds like it's interesting, and you've got both the schools doing it, and of course, and with the pīngao, oh, that's quite interesting because that makes the children learn taha Māori.
All sorts. English, you know, storytelling, maths. So it's all that, you know. And then I will share a little bit about the tohiro as well, how they, complement one another.
Mm. Oh, okay. Oh, wow, that sounds good for the tamarikis to learn. They have the knowledge of learning from you and from other, members around the motu of Ngātaki as well as Te Hapua for learning all the skills that has been there for many, many years.
Ah, kia ora. Kia ora, Gurley. It has, and it would be great if other people can come and share as well. You know, I mean, what I know is what I've learned, you know, but it's nice to hear these stories from way back. You know, and about the environment and how we can look after it, you know. Yeah, it's exciting.
Yes.
Exciting, mahi.
Aye. Now, coming back to the marakai, you know, I heard you say there's 11 raised gardens at Ngātaki Marae.
Yes.
I suppose, do you when you do your kai over there at the marae, you put in quite a few seasonal foods, like, say,
yes,
you know, like you get cabbage, lettuce, or strawberries, all those sort of little goodies coming up to Christmas, you know. And that's where the planting is happening with the children at the schools, eh?
Yes, yeah, so we got two raised gardens for strawberries because the children like strawberries.
Mm.
And so we have, and the rest is in brassicas. We did do peru-peru in one raised one, you know, but, yeah, I think peru-peru is like having that freedom rather than in a raised garden.
Mm.
But they just seem to come up all over the place.
Mm, mm.
And so we have fruit trees as well. Both schools and the marae have fruit trees as well. And figs and peaches seem to do really well. Somehow the citrus don't. But I guess we just have to find, a place where they like.
So
we don't have much area that we can work with.
Mm.
But yeah. So we've got asparagus as well. So this time we'll be planting tomatoes. Asparagus we have in the same place year after year after year.
Yeah.
But teaching the children to eat the green vegetables.
Yes, yes.
Trying to get them to eat the green vegetables, you know, like the broccoli and the cauliflower and
yes,
the carrots. Yeah, and, you know, doing your coleslaw with your cabbages.
Mm.
Yeah, trying to instill, raw foods, I should say, not green, raw foods into their diet. Because they now have morning tea and lunch, afternoon tea, from Monday to Friday, which is free. So the children, parents don't have to do them lunch for those 3 days. So, you know, I guess we need to look at growing lettuce, more lettuce now for them so that they can have it in their sandwiches for lunch.
Mm-hmm. So that's what Ngātaki school gets, 3 days.
It's free morning tea and lunch for 3 days.
Mm.
And so we do ours on the Wednesday, and other parents do theirs Monday, Tuesday. But of course, I'm here, I've got somebody else to do our lunch.
Yes, yes. Oh, very good. Oh, well, yes. The kids are lucky that they've got they are very lucky that, you know, you're doing all this for the benefits of them and for the parents too. Financially, you know, it helps them in their budget, you know.
Oh, it must help them in their budget. You know, it's got to.
Mm.
But this is what the school has done, and it's through the government. The government has, you know, done that for the school. And you get free fruit, is what the children get as well. They're very sport, you know, girly, really. And, you know, the surplus like last year we had surplus apples, so we were able to do, you know, bottle our fruit. Mm. I think I had pears, would have been a couple of years ago. They had pears, and you're just showing them the things that you can do.
With your food,
yeah.
Oh, very good. Oh, well, that's a good story for families to hear. And, of course, the kudas, you know, they're lucky that you're doing this for them. I think quite a few schools around Murifenua and around Aotearoa are doing this. But I think it's the certain schools they've allocated free food for all
fruit,
of them.
Yes. But I'm in Opononi here, and I just went to fill up at the petrol station over in Waimamaku, and that's what we were looking to, is, you know, do boxes of food where our kaumata and kuia can pay, you know, maybe $10, $10 a week, and they do it over in Waimamaku. $25 a week for all these different food from the garden grown.
Yes.
With no pesticides or anything, and eggs, duck eggs.
Oh, well, eggs. Look at
and
that.
And $25 a week that they pay. And it gets delivered to them at the garage. And I'm going, that is super.
Yes. I think, too, even for old people living in the rural areas, they can have little packs, you know, say a half a cabbage and 2 or 3 tomatoes and what else? Couple of leaves of silver beet. You know, those
and
are...
And peru peru.
Just do a little pack and then, you know, and then price it for them. Even carrots, like 2 or 3. Because, you know, the kaumata kuia only needs a little bit. They don't need a big
a whole
pack.
Lot, eh?
Yeah, that's right. And then that could be another idea to make a pack like that for the old people. And I think that'll go well, too, with a few of them that's in the rural areas.
We're saying we're looking. And so you just got to have that plan, eh, girlie?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, the plan. And so when you do give your vegetables out, you should have a recipe, you know?
Yes.
You can have a potato soup, you
that's
know, you
right.
can have a tomato soup, you can have carrot soup. There's so many things that you can have at soup, you know, you don't need much. You can make one lot for today and save the next. Pumpkin soup,
And
I made kumara soup before I left.
Oh.
You know, kumara soup, and I put a potato in, and I put the onions, and I put a carrot in, and and then you just put all those other herbs and parsley.
Yep.
So, you know, you just need a little.
And I tell you what I like in those little packs, if it's for the old people, is even put, about 6 eggs or 4 eggs, you know, for a pack. You know, just that variety of veggies and a bit of other things, you know, just to make a pack. Oh, it's quite enjoyable to buy, you know.
Somebody delivers it to you.
Or something like that. I'd like it to happen in the shops over here, because time and time again, you go to the shop and you live on your own, or just one or two of you, and you only need a little bit. And
not,
I'm finding at the shops you're buying so much, you know, you don't need it. You only need about a couple of different articles for the week. And if to make a pack, I think that's good. I've seen packs at Bell's, but they're very big packs. You know what?
Too big for
say, a kaumata or a kuia living on their own, you know. But I'd like to see them doing small packs like that, just for the benefit of those that are living one or two in a house, you know.
And even doing turmeric. So do you ever buy turmeric? Turmeric's really good.
Yes.
Yeah, so you just buy... I just planted some the other day.
Ah.
So, and you have it in your... Well, I had it in my kumara, because kumara, you know, not quite...
Yeah.
Doesn't quite have a colour, but when you put turmeric in it, it's really nice.
Nice, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very good. Betsy, that's interesting. Oh, well, that's the lesson of Marakai for this week.
Yeah. plant in anything. Plant in little wee, you know, containers. Plant in buckets. Just plant and learn how to do your, you know, your own soil.
Aye. Well, kia ora to you. I'll let you go to your hui and then take care and drive safely home when you finish.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I hope I did service to you.
Yes. Karakia before you come home.
Yeah.
Very okay. Good, Betsy. We'll take
right,
care
then.
And we'll
thanks,
catch
Julie.
Up. Kia ora.
Okay.
I'll talk to you next week. Kia ora mai anō.
Okay. Kia ora.
Tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. Iwa te kaumā whetū i ra tahi te iarere.